I call this meeting of Sylvania City Council for February the 4th, 2019, to order. Will the clerk please call the roll?
Mrs. Capellini?
Here.
Mr. Frye?
Here.
Mr. Hanem?
Here.
Mrs. Hussman?
Here.
Mr. Lukey?
Here.
Mr. Richardson?
Here.
Mrs. Westfall?
Here.
All seven members of City Council are present, therefore a quorum does exist. We welcome all of you to our City Council chambers, particularly the scouts that were here with me beginning at 7 o'clock. This is a scout troop from Highland Elementary School who has agreed to lead us in our Pledge of Allegiance this evening. So we'll all stand up. Mr. Lukey has yielded to you. Come on up front. You would start.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, scouts. Additions to the agenda, I would like to add Agenda Item 4A in reference to papers that are in front of you at your spots tonight, asking for your confirmation of Captain Frederick Snore as our new police chief effective March 29th. That's Agenda Item 4A. Mrs. Westfall?
Nothing, thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Members of City Council, any additions to the agenda? Mr. Lukey?
Yes, Mr. Mayor, two things. One, just a quick update on the progress that the DORA committee is making. And then secondly, discussion about the status of the development of a new logo for the city.
I will put those both under committee reports. 9A will be DORA, and 9B can be the logo discussion.
Thank you.
We talked about the logo with the scouts a little while ago. If they have any input.
Everyone else does, so they can come along.
Other agenda items by members of City Council? Mr. Sanford?
Nothing, Mr. Mayor.
Mr. Schreier?
Nothing, Mr. Mayor.
Captain Snore?
Nothing, Mr. Mayor.
Mr. Aller?
Nothing, Mr. Mayor.
Or Mrs. Brining?
Nothing, Mr. Mayor.
All right, is there a motion to approve the agenda as amended?
So moved. Second.
Moved and seconded, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries and the agenda is approved as amended. Agenda Item 4 is approval of our meeting minutes from our last meeting on January 22nd. Mrs. Westfall?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I move approval of the meeting minutes for the Sylvania City Council from the date of January 22nd, 2019, as presented.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to approve the meeting minutes of January 22nd, 2019, as submitted. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries and those meeting minutes are approved. That gets us to added Agenda Item 4A, new police chief confirmation. You have in front of you my letter appointing Captain Snore, but you also have attached to that a report from Mr. Aller, who worked on a selection committee. Chief Rodas is out of town tonight. He is not here because of this activity. Chief Rodas was not going to be here anyways. We are making this appointment tonight for reasons that both Perrysburg and Maumee are also in the chief selection process. And Captain Snore was active in both of those searches as well as ours and wanted my assurance and your confirmation that he would be our new police chief. But with that, let's let Mr. Aller describe the process that the committee went through that Mr. Frye served on.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. We posted advertisements for a new chief of police. Chief Rodas has informed us unofficially that he will be retiring at the end of March. And of course, we want him to be ready to go when that retirement is complete. And we're ready to move and keep the department moving forward. We advertise in the Toledo Blade. We also advertise on the Indeed.com website, as well as posted it on the Ohio Association of Chiefs of Police website, where it was obviously seen throughout the state. We received applications from all over the country. We received 56 applications in total. Dillon, our HR specialist, who also sat on the committee, and myself, reduced those 56 applications to 11 that we felt were most worthy. And then we sent those 11 candidates to the other two committee members, which were Mark Fry as chair of our safety committee and Michael Navarre, who is the chief of police in the city of Oregon. We reduced those 11 candidates to 6 candidates, and those 6 candidates we brought in for interviews. 6 very good candidates. All of them were fine ladies and or gentlemen, and the selection is was all not difficult. It was nice to know that there are that many candidates that are out there and want to be part of the city of Savannah. My recommendation to the mayor and the candidate that he has moved forward is that we have somebody right in our own house that we feel it's best to move forward with, and that will continue the good things that we do in our department, but also improve the things that can be improved upon and continue to take the department into the future. And very happy to be able to recommend Captain Frederick Rick Schnorr to you this evening as our as my recommendation for our new chief of police.
Let me finish the storyline for you. The committee brought 3 possible candidates to be, but before they handed me the resumes, they asked me if I felt there was any need to go outside of the city and bring in outside for new inspiration or new leadership. You do that when there's a problem with your group or you need to make improvements. Our department is a very good department. I felt no need to go outside. Captain Snore is a excellent candidate. In fact, his name has been published in the Perrysburg paper as a finalist in their chief process. And we had actually set this date up earlier in case we were going outside, if we felt the need to go outside, depending on the candidates we got, and we needed overlap time. We don't need the overlap time because Rick Snore is inside, but we do need to take care of this. We are appointing him as chief of police effective March 29th. He will remain in the captain's position until then. He and Chief Rodas will have to work through that, but the chief remains chief through March 28th, and Captain Snore will become chief on that date. I can tell you that I've known Captain Snore for many years. I actually knew his father. He is Frederick Snore. His dad is Fred Snore. He is Rick Snore. And he comes from a very fine family that is accustomed to leadership positions of responsibility. I think we're very fortunate to have his interest in this job. And I ask for your confirmation of Frederick L. Schnorr, Jr. as our chief of police effective March 29th. Safety committee chair.
Mr. Mayor, before I make a motion to confirm your appointment of Captain Schnorr, I wanted to just reiterate your comments and Mr. Aller's comments. There were a lot of good candidates, and it is wonderful that we have such a strong internal candidate that will be able to lead the department forward in the future. It's exciting. There are things that that during the interview process that I found kind of interesting. Obviously, this is the first time I've ever interviewed somebody for the chief of police position, but it's obviously also not something that I've never interviewed before. So I found that interesting, and I certainly want to thank the other members of the committee for the opportunity, but particularly to Chief Mike Navarre, who is chief of police for the city of Oregon, and do that publicly on the record here. He was very helpful in that process. And as many of you already know, he was also the chief of police for the city of Toledo. So he brought an interesting perspective to the conversation. So with that being said, I want to congratulate Chief or Captain Schnorr for going through this process, and would like to make the recommendation and the nomination to confirm him to become the next police chief for the city of Sylvania.
Is there a second?
Second.
Moved and seconded. Any discussion? All in favor of the motion indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Congratulations, Mr. Sloan.
Mr. Mayor, the people in Paris but know that they're not getting him yet?
I don't know. I think he's going to tell them tomorrow morning. He was waiting for your vote.
Some of them know it. I was in a meeting with them today. So.
What you're telling me is Bridget's going to hate me? Is that what you're telling
yes.
me? Okay.
She's trying to steal two of our people.
Thank you very much. You'll notice in the budget, I believe, we had created a assistant chief position to provide overlap. We will not be utilizing that position. He will stay in his captain's position until he becomes chief. So there will be no use of that temporary assistant chief job description. All right. That's the big event of the evening, but let's continue on. Scouts have left. But let's continue on with our agenda. We're up to agenda item 5. You have not in your council packet. We have no report for you on zoning application 1-2018. If you remember at our last meeting, we asked them to submit additional information about the architectural style and layout of their proposed development that we were going to change the zoning of. They agreed to that, but to the best of my knowledge, they haven't gotten back to us. Anything, Kevin?
No, we have not received anything. Ms. Browning has, Ms. Browning initially reached out, and we got a response. I responded back to that on some information I was looking for, but neither one of us has received anything. So.
Again, I don't think there's any problem with what they're proposing, but I am in full agreement with Mr. Hainem that we need to document that as a part of this process. We change the zoning request so that we would have more control.
Should we table this tonight or just not act?
I think we just don't act, we continue it to the next meeting.
Fine. I'm good.
Have we gotten any indication that they're not going to be responsive or they're upset with us? I just think they weren't ready yet.
Okay.
So we'll let that go by without action. That takes us to agenda item number 6, which you do have a proposed ordinance 9-2019 in your council packets. This is to extend the grant project period for the State of Ohio Capital Improvement Fund budget, the $500,000 that we are receiving from the State of Ohio for SOMO development. We need to spend it by the end of the year. We're going to exceed their criteria if we don't get it done by then. But it looks like we will be able to do it. Is that accurate, Mrs. Brining?
That's correct, Ms. Brining.
All right. So we recommend passage of Ordinance 9-2019. Mrs. Westfall.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. All members of, I'd like to introduce Ordinance Number 9-2019. All members of council have received copies in advance. I'll read by title only. Authorizing the Mayor and Director of Finance to enter into an amendment to the Capital Improvement Legislative Grant Agreement for the City of Sylvania SOMO Project on behalf of this City of Sylvania with the State of Ohio to extend the grant project period to December 31st, 2019, waiving the second and third readings and declaring an emergency.
Second.
It's moved and seconded that Ordinance Number 9-2019 be read by title only and the second and third readings be waived. All in favor of that indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Final passage.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I move final passage of Ordinance Number 9-2019.
Second.
Moved and seconded for final passage of Ordinance 9-2019 as an emergency measure. All in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries and Ordinance 9-2019 is approved. I don't think we have any problem with the State of Ohio extending it through the end of this year. Beyond that will be difficult. On to Agenda Item 7. This is a bid project. I'll let the service director speak for himself, but this has to do with the pump station on Sylvania Avenue across the street from the Boy Scout reservation. It does have power coming from two directions, but it is a pivotal pump station for the city of Sylvania sewer system. Mr. Aller.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. We did receive bids on the project on January 30th. There were six bids received. The low bid was received from Transstar Electric of Toledo, Ohio, with a bid of $118,900. They're actually quite a bit less than the engineer's estimate. As you can see, engineer's estimate was $173,025. So, Transstar Electric has not done any work for the city of Sylvania, at least in the recent past, while I've been here. However, I have worked with them in past projects before I came to the city of Sylvania. And our project engineer on this, Demetrica Jacobs Engineers, had also worked with them quite a bit and recommended them to move forward. If you recall, this project is one where the majority of it is being picked up, will be paid for by the Lucas County Sanitary Engineers Office once the project is complete. So our net cost on this project is going to be in the neighborhood of $24,000, as the rest of it will be paid for by the Lucas County Sanitary Engineers Office. So this project was in our budget, and it is being paid out of the sewer funds. It does not come out of the capital improvement fund, but out of our sewer funds. And we would recommend moving forward with Transstar Electric.
Any questions for the service director? If not, we have ordinance 10-2019 to award this contract. Mrs. Westfall.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'd like to introduce ordinance number 10-2019. All members of council having received copies in advance, I'll read by title only. Accepting the bid of Transstar Electric, Inc. and awarding the contract for the Sylvania Avenue Pump Station Generator Project to same, authorizing the expenditure for the generator in the amount of $118,900, appropriating funds, therefore, waiving the second and third readings and declaring an emergency.
Second.
It has been moved and seconded that ordinance number 10-2019 be read by title only and the second and third readings be waived. All in favor of that indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Final passage.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I move final passage of ordinance number 10-2019.
Second.
Moved and seconded for final passage of ordinance 10-2019 as an emergency measure. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries and ordinance 10-2019 is approved. We have another contract award as agenda item number 8. This is a paving contract. Mr. Aller.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. This project is for the Silica Drive resurfacing. We also took bids on that project on January 30th and received three bids for this project. The low bid was submitted by Henry Bergman out of Genoa, Ohio, with a bid of $84,867.81, about 10% less than the engineer's estimate. This contractor also had not performed any prime work for the city of Sylvania, but in reaching out to references, we got nothing but good reports. And I also spoke with some larger utility contractors that utilize Henry Bergman as their asphalt repair subcontractor and got nothing but positive results. So very comfortable in having them perform the work and believe they'll do a good job for us. So I would recommend moving forward with Henry Bergman with a bid of $84,867.81. This project also was in our capital improvement budget, and it will be coming out of the capital improvement plans. It will come out of the 401 capital improvement account. So I recommend moving forward.
Any questions for Mr. Aller? Mr. Richardson.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I would like to introduce ordinance number 11-2019. All members of council having previously received copies, I will read by title only. Accepting the bid of Henry W. Bergman Incorporated and awarding the contract for the Silica Drive resurfacing project to same, authorizing the expenditure for the improvements in the amount of $84,867.81, appropriating funds therefore, waiving the second and third readings and declaring an emergency.
Second.
And moved and seconded that ordinance number 11-2019 be read by title only and the second and third readings be waived. All in favor of that indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Final passage.
I move final passage of ordinance number 11, 2019.
Second.
Moved and seconded for final passage of ordinance 11, 2019 as an emergency measure. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries and ordinance 11, 2019 is approved. You have a preliminary schedule for this, Mr. Aller?
The generator work, primary work on that will be just delivery of the generator itself. So we have already talked to the contractor and had them started on shop drawings and things of that nature. And then, of course, the pavement work will have to wait until the plants. That is scheduled to begin right after school is out.
So you are going to wait for school to be out?
Yes.
Mid-June or so?
Yes.
Okay. Very good. Moving on to agenda item 9, committee reports. We have two added items on there from Mr. Lupke. 9A was a update on the DORA issue.
Right, Mr. Mayor. I think all of the members of council remember that last summer, the Downtown Sylvania Association approached us with a request to consider the formation of a downtown outdoor refreshment area, or DORA, in our downtown.
It's a designated outdoor refreshment.
Designated? Designated. Ah, oh, there you go.
Doesn't have to be downtown. It could be in your neighborhood.
That'd be okay. I think we have that already on certain fall weekends. Recall that the president of the council appointed an ad hoc committee to review the DORA that consisted of two business people from the downtown area, two neighbors, and Mr. Richardson and myself. And we've been meeting fairly regularly since then, along with help from Leslie and Bill Sanford, to develop a recommendation for council. I will tell you, without going into tremendous detail, that the focus has been as much as anything on the downtown infrastructure that might be needed to have a successful DORA. So this means not just allow people to walk around with cups of refreshment, but also give them something to do, places to meet, places to talk, and so on. So that's a big piece of this, as well as the hours and times, the boundaries, the safety and sanitation and enforcement issues that we're likely to have to look at, and the potential funding, both public funding but also private sector funding that we might expect from that. We have, as I said, had, I believe, five meetings, and we're now pretty close to bringing council a recommendation at our next council meeting. I will tell you that we have sort of a working plan that's being reviewed in the last couple of weeks with our DSA executive committee. I believe that the DSA full board was briefed last week.
Yes.
Patrick was there along with a few other folks. And the committee is going to meet one more time to review the final work product before we bring it to council. At that point, in a concurrent action, Leslie will create some legislation that reflects what will be part of the recommendation. So I think the council can be expect to see that in its packet next time. What I want to recommend, though, is that we don't take any action at our next meeting, but rather go through a bit of a public process. I think it would be appropriate for the DORA recommendation to go to either the committee of the whole or one of our council committees, community relations, or whatever you feel is appropriate. I would think that also it might be helpful to have a public meeting or two. We have not had a lot of input from neighbors, for example, or other merchants other than favorable, but I think it's due diligence on our part to have a public meeting that we notice and see what kind of response we get. I think at that point, then, we would want to have a vote. Probably our goal was to have something reviewed and considered by council by March, and I think this is the timeline that will get us to that point. So I just wanted to let you know it's headed our way.
Is it possible to create a synopsis of what is being planned, a description of the area, a description of the rules, and a description of the calendar that can be shared in the media to solicit comments and input?
I'm sure. Well,
it becomes, they don't know what it is, but you need
right,
to tell them what it is
right,
for
well,
people to speak to it.
As we know, in this country, that's up to the reporter to do that. But I would say,
actually, in this country, it's up to the legislator to do it right, or the reporter might write whatever they want.
I think that once it becomes a public document, which is when it's in the council packet, we can, I think it's fair game.
As long as it's public and you allow it to be distributed before the public meeting.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, for sure. And I think that it'll become public at our next council meeting. So we can have a story around it at that point.
Are you just talking about the legislation becoming public, or?
No, the recommendations.
The recommendations.
Yeah. What you'll see is a combination of both. The recommendations would basically be the transmittal document for the legislation.
Okay. And we could put that on our webpage, too.
We could.
What about the infrastructure part, like if we're doing parklets, or will that be part of what you're going to?
That's in the recommendation. I don't think we're going to give you pictures of what parklets are, but maybe we will. But I think that we'll have an opportunity to help council and the public fully understand what we're talking about here, so.
And when are you thinking the public meetings will be?
I would say late February, early March. Again, I think if we're going to do this, we want to do it right. It's going to take some time to do it right. So we want to sign, either do it or not, or tweak it at some point in March.
Were you suggesting that this discussion would be a part of a committee of the whole or employee relations prior to the council meeting?
No, council would refer it.
At the next.
Yeah, I really think that what council just needs to do is formally accept the document. I don't want to tell the mayor his business at all, but our hope is that you'll accept it and then hand it off to a committee for study, as we do with, I guess, most legislation.
Once you do that, it's a public document and can be disseminated and solicit input from the public.
Yes, and I will tell you, the committee, the volunteers have put in an awful lot of time on this, including now in the last leg, some private time with their own resources to help us flesh this out. So I think they're very eager to share this with the community, and I think they'd be happy if we did.
All sounds right to me.
Okay, good. That's what we're hoping for you to say. Can I go on to
B? On to 9B, logo update.
Logo update. We had kind of a heads up from Mr. Sanford a while back about the fact that we have several different kinds of logo treatments being out there representing the city of Sylvania. There's one in print. It's a different one in our social media and online. And so there was an effort to try to come up with a different look that would consolidate those. We ran that through the Community Relations Committee, and none of the concepts that were presented there got a lot of traction, to be honest. I think everybody sort of thought that we could do better. So Bill and I talked about doing a request for proposal, not to go through some huge process to develop a brand new logo, but to sort of understand what members of council wanted and come up with some tweaks. We have three responses to that RFP at this point. And rather than having to run this through the Community Relations Committee process again, I think we feel it's appropriate for all members of council and the mayor to see the ideas and then make a decision based on that. I don't think we want to create a filter for us. So
the first step is really to select your consultant, I believe.
Well, no, we have to pick a consultant first.
That's what I said.
Right.
We're going to pick the consultant,
yes.
Then we'll see the ideas.
So what I would like to suggest to you, and I know that this is a bit unorthodox, Mr. Mayor, is to ask the president of council to call a committee of the whole meeting, so all of the members of council can be here for the three firms that have expressed interest to come in and present. And that would give everybody a chance to hear the presentation at the same time.
What would you propose to do that?
Well, I think it's up to Mary, quite honestly. But what are the best times for this full group to get together? In the morning or in the evening?
Next council meeting is on Tuesday, February 19th, and there is nothing scheduled right now. You might need to start at 6 o'clock or something like that.
That would be great.
If you understand that Mr. Fry might not be here.
I will not be here, Mr. Mayor, but I'm perfectly comfortable with and confident that other members of council and yourself can opine on what's appropriate in regards to which of the three candidates.
I haven't opined for a long time.
Fair enough.
I'll do my best.
Obviously, this is contingent upon all three firms being able to be here that night, but let's start with that. You said 6 o'clock on the 19th in council chambers, right? And we will, Bill?
Yes.
Okay.
I will contact them all and see if they can all make
Yep.
Okay, so that's my report. Thank you.
Perhaps we need a council motion to call a committee of the whole meeting for that date and time, contingent on everything being available.
Should that be Mrs. Westphal?
I move that we schedule a committee of the whole meeting for Tuesday, February 19th, 2019, so that we can hear proposals on the logo.
Second.
Moved and seconded to schedule a committee of the whole meeting for Tuesday, February 19th at 6 p.m. to review potential consultants for the logo project. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. My directions to the clerk are, let's wait to hear from Mr. Sanford if they're available before you post that.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you. We appreciate your work on both subjects. Are there any other committee reports to be made at this time? For agenda item 10, committee referrals. There's one information item. It is from Chief Rodas. This is a statement, an annual statement about the balances of four different funds. You've seen these before. Captain Snore might be able to address correct questions. I know these funds are allowable to be used, and we do use them to purchase equipment in the department and things like that. They're special expenditures. They're outside of the general fund dollars. If there's any questions, we can address them to Captain Snore. Doesn't seem that there's been any really big movements in any of these funds. I know the chief regularly uses them, and they build back up. All right. Hearing no other business, is there a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second.
Moved and seconded to adjourn. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries, and this council stands adjourned until its next regularly scheduled meeting on Tuesday, February 19th at 7:30 p.m. in these council chambers. Thank you all for attending.